Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live from Austin, Texas, but this isn't Alex today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex, who is on the road. We're continuing our interview with Jonathan Ebord, author of Restore the Republic. And, in fact, I've got a quote from Gandhi here that I wanted to bring in because it reminds me of the kind of ethics and courage that Jonathan Ebord brings to every issue. Gandhi says, quote, "Many people, especially ignorant people, want to punish you for speaking the truth, for being correct, for being you. Never apologize for being correct or for being years ahead of your time. If you're right and you know it, speak your mind. Even if you are a minority of one, the truth is still the truth." That's of course, a quote from Gandhi. Jonathan, thanks for staying with us for this additional 5 minutes. What else can you tell us about what we need to do right now to restore the republic?
Well, the good news is that liberty is the inevitable condition of mankind. Despite the fact that governments are owned now and governments historically have endeavored to take away individual liberty and to deprive people of freedom of choice, that has invariably failed. And the sad lesson that this government is going to learn is that you may not enslave the entire American population without the consequence that a country dependent upon their earnings to survive, a parasitic government that depends upon that those earnings to operate its machinery, will collapse of its own weight if it deprives people of the freedom necessary to make a living. And that's where we're at. We're at this point where there's a good percentage of the American population upset with the government demanding constitutional reform back to the original Constitution, precisely because the government has so arrogantly exceeded its authority that it now threatens the existence of a market upon which we all depend to live. And I think we're going to get there. I just hope that we get there through the reforms that we're talking about, through this Restore the Republic movement, rather than getting there as a result of the collapse of the government and the calamity that it will cause to the economy and the disruption and injury that it will cause to so many people as a result of that derelict course.
Well, let me ask you about the Commerce Clause. I'm sure this is one of the key points of your platform, the Restore the Republic platform. Are you going to go after the Commerce Clause and the overreaching misinterpretation of that clause by the federal government, which it uses, as you well know, to go after things like raw milk freedom?
Right. The Commerce Clause was never intended to give government a free check in order to go into every single private domain and regulate it. But that's how the Congress of the United States has interpreted it. Obamacare is a perfect example. The Commerce Clause was intended to prevent states from imposing barriers to free enterprise that would destroy the value of contract and disable the free enterprise system. That's why the Commerce Clause was created. It was created specifically to deal with the crisis that then existed, in which some of the nation states were imposing tariff barriers to prevent outside industry from getting into the states. It was never intended to give the federal government a power to take over all the operation of the states and to transform the individual into a servant of the federal government, doing the government's bidding on public policy. This Obamacare is an unprecedented expansion of the government that will enable the federal government to impose individual mandates outside of this area with impunity, compelling people to buy electric cars or do whatever the government wants in order to pursue some federal objective. It is the ultimate in the deprivation of individual liberty and property.
They could come along and order you to buy vaccines, whether you need them or not. They could order you to buy, you mentioned electric cars, they could order you to buy pesticides or GMOs. I mean, they could just demand it of everyone. We're talking about a command economy, top-down, communist-style,
sure,
centralized economy. That's what Obamacare really represents.
Right. The essence of the Obama administration is that it's distrust. It's distrust of the American people. And we have to restore individual sovereignty in order for this nation to be great again.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan, for joining us today. I really appreciate your time and your effort, your courage as an American. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with Liz Rietzig and some information on raw milk freedom, plus some other breaking news straight ahead. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That was a fascinating segment with attorney Jonathan E. Moore, author of Restore the Republic. And I really want to encourage all InfoWars listeners to check out his website, emord.com. That's E-M-O-R-D. And to sign up for his email newsletter, which I'm going to talk to him after the show and see if we can help support that newsletter in some other ways. I think Jonathan E. Moore is truly one of the most important patriots and voices for the future of our republic. And no wonder that Ron Paul was willing to write the intro for his book. And no wonder Jonathan E. Moore's reputation is so strong around the country. And so we'll cover him on national news, and I'm sure Alex will want to talk to him here on InfoWars as well. Look, we are in so much trouble. If we don't take serious action now and band together, those of us who understand history, who understand liberty, who understand the fundamentals of the distribution of power, who understand basic Austrian economics, for example. Lou Rockwell has been a frequent guest here on the show. If those of us who understand these concepts don't band together and really take action, we will lose this country. We will lose this republic. We will end up as a total enslavement, you know, FEMA camp. Maybe, as Max Kaiser says, cranking up the incinerators and having trains of people in the incinerator camps. I mean, Nazi-style Holocaust. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't want to paint a doomsday picture, but that has happened in history. And it happened using the exact same processes that we are going through right now, the disarmament, and then the grabbing of federal power, and then the enslavement of the people. Holocaust is the natural step that happens right after that. So we want to prevent that. We want peace. We want health. We want abundance. We want entrepreneurship. We want a strong, healthy economy. And that's That's why we've got a band together on this. Now, we're going to be joined here in this segment by Liz Reitzig. She is, of course, one of the most prominent voices in the raw milk and food freedom industries or worlds, realms. And she's got a very important announcement for us today that I want to get behind and help spread the word on. There's a rally happening this Friday. She will give you the details on that. Let's bring her on right now for that news. Liz, are you with us?
Hi, Mike. Here I am.
Hi there, Liz. Great to have you on the Alex Jones Show. Tell us about this this rally.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. And yeah, just a little bit about the rally on Friday. It's in support of farmer Vernon Hershberger. And he is a Wisconsin dairy farmer who has been targeted by the state. It's the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And they've gone after him for not having certain licenses, and all he's doing is providing good, wholesome, clean foods to his community. And so he has a hearing coming up this Friday in Sauk County at the Baraboo Courthouse.
All right, let me spell some of those words. Sauk County is S-A-U-K, Sauk County, and Baraboo, Wisconsin is B-A-R-A-B-O-O, just kind of like it sounds.
Yes, that's correct. And so a lot of supporters are just getting behind him and rallying with him and standing with him as he takes a very strong stand for our food freedoms.
All right, so we need info warriors out there. What are the closest cities to Baraboo, Wisconsin, within driving distance where they could attend?
Madison is very close. Well, relatively speaking, it's about an hour and a half away, and Chicago is about 2 hours away. But people are flying in from all over the country for this, and we're going to have some really strong announcements, including we're unveiling and reading and signing a Declaration of Food Independence at the rally.
Okay, wow. I heard some buzz about that. The Declaration of Food Independence. Obviously, lots of historical echoes and ramifications there. Do you have any details on that, or is that going to be unveiled on the day?
It's going to be unveiled on the day, and we will be live streaming it. So if anybody wants to tune in, they can.
Well, I can imagine what it's going to say. I mean, you know, we have a natural God-given right to grow our own food, to milk a cow, to share food with neighbors or barter food with neighbors, and the government has no right to tell us what we can and cannot eat, especially when it's natural food right off our own farms and ranches, right?
Right, that's correct. And, you know, we go a little further and we say we even have a right to engage in mutually consenting arrangements for our food. So,
oh my gosh, trade, you mean? How dare you think that slaves can trade?
Right, exactly. So it would be if you're a producer, I'm a consumer, we have that right as long as we're both agreeable.
Liz, give us some background on Vernon Hershberger, who is being targeted for this oppression. What's the background on Vernon?
Well, basically, he has a private buying group. So he's got some members of his community that his farm supplies food for. Now, they're all kind of co-owners in the farm, so it's a private buying club, and he distributes from his farm. And this about a year ago, the state came in, and because he did not have a retail food establishment license, they came onto his farm, and they taped all his coolers shut. And Vernon, he cut that tape, and he said, I'm open. Come and get your food.
Right. That's cutting through the red tape, literally.
Yeah, exactly. So he's got ongoing court proceedings to deal with that issue and some other just licensure issues. So he's got he's operating a real retail food establishment without a license. He's got that charge against him. And operating a dairy plant without a license. And operating a milk establishment, something like that, without a license.
But again, Liz, the consumers were in no way misled. They knew they were buying raw, fresh dairy. They know there are always inherent risks in something that is raw. There are actually more risks for processed, dead, homogenized milk, but that's a whole different story. I mean, it's not like consumers were being misled in any way, correct?
Oh, that's absolutely correct, right? And it goes even further than that. All of these consumers are active participants in the production of their food.
Right.
So, yeah. And then here comes the DAC cap. That's the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And they're telling people they can't have their own food.
So there's a new story posted today. I think this is on InfoWars as well. Harvard study, pasteurized milk from industrial dairies has been linked to cancer. scientific evidence shows that, again, conventional pasteurized milk contains up to 33 times more estrone sulfate, which causes cancer. How come they don't talk about the dangers of pasteurized milk? They always talk about the dangers of raw or fresh milk as if that's like Al-Qaeda milk or something. It's terrorism to drink fresh milk.
Right, and you know, the fresh milk, it just every once in a while spontaneously explodes. So
yeah, right, little milk
really
bombs.
Be careful of it. But seriously, though, you know, there's more and more information coming out just about pasteurized milk and what's in it and why it is a problem. And, you know, the CDC information lists pasteurized milk and it lists the illnesses and outbreaks that occur with it. And that it's one of the most allergenic foods in America.
Okay, Liz, let's get some websites out to people who want to participate in this event. Where do they go to get information?
They can go to rawmilkfreedomriders.com.
Okay, rawmilkfreedomriders.com. See if you can bring that up, guys. Is there any other website?
The Farm Food Freedom Coalition, which is farmfoodfreedom.org. That's a sponsoring organization.
All right.
And then, of course, the Weston A. Price Foundation, which is westonaprice.org.
Great.
And that's a really good resource for nutritional information, including benefits of real milk.
Now, this has been going on for quite a long time in America now, where the government is bringing guns to these food operations, like we saw with the Rawsome food raids. And the government is destroying the food, and the government is intimidating farmers and destroying picnics and making them destroy their food. And they've gone after Vernon Hirschberger here, and they've arrested the Amish farmers. How long do you think this is going to continue to go on before the American people say enough is enough? You know, we're not putting up with this anymore. We're going to fight back or sue the government or something.
Well, I sincerely hope it's not much longer. My farmer that I relied on for a lot of my food, he just got shut down by the FDA, and it's devastating. It's horribly upsetting, and I hope that with the consequences like that, people begin to stand up and say enough is enough, and we must do something. And it's not going to be just farmers, because there just are not enough farmers left in this country for just their voices to be loud enough. So it has to be consumers, even consumers who aren't dedicated to choosing farm fresh foods. Maybe they just want to eat cereal and soda all day long, but they still want to eat what they want to eat, not what a small sub-segment of the population tells them they can eat.
Well, there's even more to it than that. Do you realize this, listeners, that they're trying to literally kill you? They don't want you to eat farm fresh food, so they're going to outlaw all of that and call you a criminal and call you a terrorist if you engage in trading fresh milk. But what you're supposed to eat is the GMO. You're supposed to eat the pesticides. You're supposed to eat the foods that are laced with chemicals that will destroy your gut and cause immunological disorders and cause obesity and cause cancer. I mean, it's an agenda. I'm telling you, Liz, it's an agenda to outlaw real food and kill the American consumers.
It is. It's upside down and backwards. And I have, you know, I have five small children, and I can feed them fast food 3 times a day or soda and lollipops all day long. But as soon as I go to Pennsylvania and get a gallon of milk and bring it home for them, I'm a criminal.
Oh, yeah. If you want to feed your kids aspartame and MSG and high fructose corn syrup, no problem. The government approves of all that. Yeah, because the lobbies are in there telling them it's all okay. No problem. But if you want actual living food, fresh milk, raw juice, you know, sprouts, all these things, they say, well, it's terrible. So dangerous. So dangerous. The CDC has put out a bunch of propaganda about raw milk being dangerous. And we fought back against that with an article that said pasteurized milk is 150 times more filthy than raw milk.
Saw that. That was really great. Yeah.
Yeah. What else do people need to know about this issue?
Well, that there just needs to be a consumer uprising and consumer support of these farmers, and that, you know, we've got to stand with the farmers who are willing to stand up and keep going despite whatever threats they get. And well, that's Vernon right now, and he's doing it. So we've got to stand with him. You know, anybody, anywhere can do this. They can come to the courthouse. They can participate in some way. We've also got a rights workshop that we're hosting the day before so that people can just really be aware of their fundamental rights and realize how many other people are with them on this. You know,
All right.
We're not isolated.
Liz, I want you to stay with us for quite a while longer. I've got a lot of questions for you, and maybe we can get some callers on board to ask you some questions if you're open to that. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show and an interview with Liz Reitzig, who is a raw milk and food freedom advocate, an event coming up this Friday in Baraboo, Wisconsin. A lot more details straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
New research has come out of the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. It was led by virologist Peter Pallese, and it reveals that the World Health Organization has been greatly exaggerating the fatality rate of bird flu. Now, what does that have to do with the segment here? We're talking with Liz Reitzig about raw milk, and, you know, government tries to say that raw milk or fresh milk is so dangerous and deadly for you. Well, these government institutions say that all the time. They use fear-mongering to scare you into compliance on their medical agenda or their food agenda or their just total enslavement agenda. It turns out that the WHO, World Health Organization, says about 50 to 59% of the people who get infected by bird flu die. Turns out it's only 1%, according to this new study. Just 1%. Yeah, well, I mean, how else can they scare people into a stage six pandemic if they don't spread a bunch of fear stories? And, of course, now they're spreading fear stories about milk. So, Liz, are you still with us there?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
All right. Good to have you on. What do you make of all this fear-mongering about milk? What could possibly be in the minds of these government agents who are trying to scare us to death about drinking milk?
Well, you know, it's an old paradigm, and there's a lot of new research coming out. Like, a lot of the research they're looking at is 50 to 100 years old, and that's when the raw milk was coming from distillery dairies. So there was a problem at the turn of the century when there was no closed milking systems. There was distillery dairies, which means the dairies were actually in the distilleries or right next to the distilleries, and the cows were fed the slop from them. And then there was no refrigeration or cold trucking or closed milking systems, and there was not good sanitation in the cities. So there was a problem with the production methods and with the actual product, you know, 150 years ago.
Right. Well, just like there was a problem with raw sewage flowing down the streets and people getting cholera and dysentery from unsanitary conditions, but that's over now. I mean, you know, people flush their toilets and it goes into it, you know.
And so it is true that there is the occasional illness associated with raw milk. And, you know, that's like any food ever. And the only way to prevent that is just to stop eating. And then you have other things to worry about. But this idea that somehow raw milk is inherently dangerous or that it's so much more dangerous than anything else, that is just fear mongering.
Yeah, yeah, of course it is. But it's fear mongering that's very manipulative. It has a specific agenda to scare people into compliance. You know, fear, I mean, it's classic Hegelian dialectic, right? Problem, reaction, solution. Problem being raw milk, they say is dangerous. Reaction, people say clamp down on raw milk. Solution is the processed milk industry gets all the money and has a monopoly. That's the whole system.
Right. Or the legalization and tight control of raw milk.
Yeah, so I guess the regulation of it.
We have the tight control, and the regulators are telling producers how to produce it, and they have to dot every I and cross every T, then if they don't, then they're criminals for that.
You know, I think most people don't realize if they visit a raw milk dairy, it is the cleanest dairy operation you will ever visit versus a typical corporate-run, conventional, pasteurized, homogenized milk dairy operation. It's filthy. It's blood. It's pus. It's feces going into the milk. In fact, there are allowed levels of all these things in pasteurized milk, which the government says is safe because they pasteurize it. So you're drinking pus and blood and feces.
They're a lot less careful about that milk because they know it's going through that kill step.
Yeah, well, just what we wanted for lunch, huh? Dead feces, and that's okay for school lunch programs?
Right, exactly.
Crazy. We've only got a couple minutes in this segment. Now, can you give us any more clue about who else is going to be at this event on Friday in Baraboo, Wisconsin? And we want to encourage all Info Warriors who can attend, please attend. What time of the day? That's at 11 a.m.?
It starts at 11 a.m. Central Time, yes.
Okay. And who else is going to be there?
Well, Vernon, of course. It is a hearing for him and a lot of his buying club owners, so the co-owners of his farm, and food activists and food freedom activists from around the country.
Okay, good. Do we still have a camera person there? We haven't had a chance to talk since then, but I pledged a dollar amount to hire a camera person so we could get footage. Is that still in play?
That is still in play, yes.
Okay, great. We're doing everything we can to support this. So as soon as you get the footage, let us know. We'll get that posted. We'll share it with InfoWars, and maybe they can get it posted on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube as well.
Okay. It might become a very interesting event.
Okay. Well, that's what we want. I mean, and rest assured that whatever happens there is going to be on the record, on camera. The world is going to see it. It'll probably have millions of views over the next year of people watching that event.
Well, I certainly hope so, because it's time for people really to start getting behind the farmers, or we're going to not have that food availability.
Well, that's the thing that people don't realize. If they can come after your raw milk today, they can come after your backyard garden tomorrow. They can outlaw you sprouting seeds in your own kitchen counter. I mean, they can outlaw anything. Raw milk.
Yep.
Yeah. Stay with us, Liz. There's a lot more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with And continuing our interview with Liz Reitzig about food freedom. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Relax, everybody. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show, and I want to encourage you to call in if you want to ask a question of Liz Reitzig, who's speaking to us today about raw milk and food freedom. The number to call in is 1-800-259-9231. We'll be taking calls in the next segment. Now, Liz, I've got a question for you. Some part of me thinks that maybe this whole oppression of raw milk and the fact that they keep bringing, the government keeps bringing guns to these scenes is an attempt at escalation to try to get a reaction from some raw milk farmer to shoot back so that they can then paint all dairy farmers as terrorists. Have you heard anything along those lines? I mean, that's just my theory, but what do you think?
Well, it's an interesting theory. No, I'm a little more optimistic than that, and I think it's just their own aggression. I don't think they're really trying to get the dairy farmers to be aggressive.
It's just the government being aggressive in their.
Yeah. And when you pit the aggressive government against a very peaceful farm, there's just the contrast is astounding, and it just highlights how aggressive the government is being.
Well, also, isn't it a violation of everything this country was founded on? I mean, how we wouldn't have the United States of America if it wasn't for farmers growing, for example, industrial hemp back in the day, producing raw milk and fresh milk, bartering food with their neighbors. I mean, that's what this country was founded on.
That's right. And that's what, I mean, historically, it's like that's what builds communities and that's what strengthens them.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Absolutely. I do want to go to callers here. Yeah, we've got plenty of time. Okay, let's go to Nathan in Oklahoma. You're on the air with Liz Reitzig on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi. I'm actually doing my best to run as an independent candidate for the presidential election this year. And with this raw milk issue, we also need to go back to the basics, that the soil depletion and all that, in order for the food that we feed the cows, in order for that to be nutritious, in order for them to have healthy immune systems, healthy structures.
Couldn't agree with you more, Nathan. Are you a farmer, or do you have experience as a farmer?
Yeah, a lot of my relatives are.
Do you have a question for Liz?
How would you propose to get on a larger scale healthier milk and, real milk to Americans?
Well, it's just going to happen one farmer at a time. And, what they're going to need to do is, and a lot of them have begun, they're going to need to transition from the conventional dairies back out to pasture. And I know, I totally agree with what you're saying. The soil is very depleted. And it took thousands of years for the soil to develop to the point where it was as rich as it was when, for example, when the buffalo were roaming. And to get it back, farmers are really going to have to be good stewards of the land and cultivate the land. And consumers are going to have to help with that. Like, there's just no getting around it. Like, we cannot just sit back and let the farmers do all the work anymore. We've got to be active participants in our own food supply.
Yeah, know where your food comes from and buy local whenever you can. Thanks for your question, Nathan. Good question. Joe from Arkansas, you're on the air with Liz Reitzig. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, okay. My question for Liz is this. I suspect that one of the main reasons for the decline of America in the late 20th and 21st century is milk pasteurization, and here's why. This is my suspicion. Because, as I understand it, the brain has a lot of fat, and the brain needs healthy fats growing up and developing.
That's right.
And that the main fat that kids used to get growing up, the main healthy fat that they would get would be from raw milk. And when milk started to be pasteurized, the kids wouldn't get that healthy fat that helps the brain develop normally anymore, so that they wouldn't be as intelligent and have as good of a moral nature as kids growing up used to. And that would be one of the main declines for the America, and the main reason for the decline of America in the late 20th and 21st century. And my question is, do you know of any scientific evidence that would show that I might possibly be right there?
Well, let me clarify that before Liz takes it. Pasteurized milk still does contain fat, but it is homogenized, which means the fat molecules are modified to become more artificial in its structure. So that is a very interesting theory that you've asserted there. What do you think, Liz? Could there be any truth to that?
Well, certainly good nutrition is an important component of any culture. And certainly we've had some slips in that where we have not been providing as good of nutrition as we can to our younger generations. Now, whether or not that's primarily responsible for the decline of anything, I'm not sure. And I definitely am not aware of any studies that affirm that.
Well, I think there are so many factors involved there. Milk could certainly be one of them. Did you have a follow-up comment there, sir?
No, that'll do it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your call. Let's go to John in Michigan. Do you have a question for Liz? Go ahead, John.
Yes, good afternoon. Do you know Greg Neuendorf? This is to your guest. Hello?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking to Liz.
Liz, do you know Greg?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Good. He's a friend. There's a doctor here in Michigan, Northern Michigan, and he has an article in regards to A1 and A2 cows. Are you familiar with A1 and A2 cows?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay, I don't know if your audience is, but the A2 cows are the ones that are supposed to be the ones that we drink the milk from, and the A1 are the ones that are supposed to be the ones we eat. And I think it has to do with the amount of casein that's in the milk, and that there's a patent on this genetic makeup of these A2 cows, which is just horrendous that they have something like that to control it. And I would just, if you have any time to explain what the A1A2 or go to emineral.info. That's the doctor's website, emineral.info.
Go ahead, Liz. Yeah, go ahead and explain the difference for our listeners.
I have to admit I'm not very well versed in that. I know there is a difference and that the A2 protein is preferable, but I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of that, but I do recommend that anybody who has any type of digestive issues with dairy, that they look into the differing proteins, the A1 versus the A2 protein, because there's a lot of indication that the A2 protein is more accessible to a broader population of people.
Well, let me speak to that also. The overriding issue is that the pasteurization of milk from either variety of cow destroys the lactase enzyme that allows your body to more easily digest the lactose. So many of the side effects and problems that processed dairy tends to cause in people, constipation, sinus problems, even a buildup of arterial plaque, atherosclerosis, for example, may be attributed to the inability to digest the milk due to the destruction of the lactase enzyme due to heat processing. So sorry to get too technical for everybody out there, but good question. Marshall in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead with your question, please, sir.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, doing great, man.
Good deal. I just wanted to make a statement that, there's farmers out there, as long as they know that we want the milk and we seek them out, then, you know, they're probably more than likely to provide us what we're asking them for, as long as we find them and ask them. And I guess my question would be, is there any tips that y'all would have for, you know, finding a local farmer that would be able to provide you with fresh milk and other fresh produce and things?
You want to take that, Liz? Go ahead.
Sure. There's a wonderful website called realmilk.com, and it's a project of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and they list by location, by state, all the raw milk providers within that area, or at least all the ones who are willing to be listed. And if you don't see anybody near you, or if you're in a state that prohibits the sale of raw milk, you can also look up on the Weston A. Price Foundation website for the local chapter leaders and contact them directly, because often they will have additional information.
You know, I want to speak to that, too. Part of the issue here is that as the federal government and even state governments in California, for example, when they go after more raw milk farmers, it sends a message that if you try to do this, you're going to be arrested at gunpoint and you're going to find yourself in court. So it suppresses that entire activity by farmers, and that is by design, of course. Any comments on that, Liz?
Well, yeah, if you do go that route, and especially if you need to call a chapter leader about it, you want to just make sure you let them know as much about you as possible, because right now what happens is FDA, you know, I don't know if Jonathan spoke about this on your last segment, but the FDA has actually been putting undercover spy people into buying clubs.
Infiltrators, yeah, spies.
Infiltrators, right. And so, you know, farmers, they want to know their customers and they want to know that they're not an undercover spy coming to try to shut them down. So people, and especially the people who connect consumers to the farmers, they need to know as well so that they feel safe saying, okay, yeah, this person you can sell milk to, or you can have them in your buying club.
You know, I'm just astounded by just listening to this myself, sitting here in the command center of InfoWars, how little the mainstream public knows about any of this. The hoax media refuses to cover it. People aren't taught the difference between pasteurized milk versus fresh milk. They don't even know pasteurized milk is filthy. They don't even know it has pus in it or blood or feces. They don't know this. Nobody's ever told them this information. So spread the word on this, folks. Get the word out about this video clip once it's up on YouTube, and spread the word about this show so people are better informed. Thank you for your question there, sir. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas. You're on the air with Liz Reitzig. Go ahead, please.
Reaper, thank you, sir. And I just wanted to say I truly believe that absolute freedom for farmers is the key to life on our garden planet. And, of course, your wonderful movement with the milk is a real clear, who can deny the righteousness of where you're going. And what I'm trying to say is that I see it as a concept, potentially as helping to solve the entire planet of death cult and all the rest of it, and reorient ourselves back to a more living, celebrating life by allowing family farms to exist and encouraging them, and organic farming and less Monsanto or whatever.
Right.
You want to call it.
Yeah. And so, this is Ronnie, this is Ronnie Reefer Seed, right?
You got it. Yes, sir. Yeah, Thank you.
Yeah, I've heard you on the show many times. Let me ask you a question. So do you see these strong parallels then between raw milk freedom and let's say, industrial hemp freedom, just farming freedom? I mean, what other examples do you see out there of those?
Boy, that is such a great point because there's really no limit to the we can build houses with hemp products. And
yeah.
I mean, hemp is an incredibly strong fiber, and not to mention the literally thousands of years of research that have been going on to the medicinal, the flowering part of it, but either the flowering or just the male hemp plant is incredibly beneficial and been used for, like I said, eons. I think it's
absolutely the first plant. It's real medicine. Living milk is a type of medicine too. In fact, do you have a question, Ronnie, for Liz? She's our guest right now. Do you have a question for her?
Well, I was asking her opinion if she also saw the correlation between the absolute freedom for farmers. I mean, I was just trying to expand that. She's obviously one huge part of that, and I was just trying to make the point that it's not only, you know, for, it promotes peace, and it ends war and ends killing people with, you know, all these evil chemicals and pesticides. And I mean,
that's right.
Together, all these things are not unrelated. I mean,
you're exactly right, Ronnie. And by the way, good to meet you on the air here. Liz, can you speak to that, why food freedom is essential for peace and abundance on our planet?
Well, wow, that's certainly an avalanche there. But yeah, it is, because, you know, when we have that freedom to engage directly with the producer or farmer of our choice, I mean, that opens up worlds that don't exist right now and that can exist. And I really see this whole issue of food freedom and raw milk kind of being the catalyst for it, as this is like a gateway into the rest of the freedoms. Because once you realize you can, in fact, safely engage directly with farmers, like, that just opens up a whole new realm, a whole new paradigm of freedom.
I think also the flip side to that is that the GMO food and the processed food and the dead food is really the food of enslavement. That's the food of war, the food of conflict, the food of being dumbed down. And yeah. So, you know, you can choose what kind of society you want to build based on what kind of food you eat. Would you agree with that, Liz?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, it's very telling because the products that are used to grow GMO crops are the leftover products from war.
What do you mean?
Well, the pesticides and the herbicides that they spray on the GMO crops are derived from chemical agents used in World War II.
Yeah, you're right. Well, chemotherapy is as well. From the same thing. Ig Farben, the chemotherapy agents are a type of poison. By the way, I've just been handed some breaking news. I want to mention this very quickly, and then we'll continue with you, Liz. FEMA puts out contracts for emergency camps to house, quote, displaced citizens. This is an article by Paul Joseph Watson. It's posted on Infowars.com right now. So go to Infowars, check that out. I haven't read this article yet, but glancing over it here, it says the camps will be able to service up to 2,000 people at one time. It also indicates that the FEMA camp operations will be positioned in the context of social service. Yeah, we're going to help you. Come to our little camp. You can come in, but you can never leave. That's the kind of FEMA camp that they're setting up. Getting back to our callers, I apologize for that interruption there, Liz. We've got Marlon from Michigan on the phone. Marlon, go ahead with your question for Liz.
Hi. Yes, I was just wondering if you have had any exposure to camel milk and what's happening on that line. I'm actually a camel farmer. And we're having some really amazing benefits that we're seeing.
Okay, your phone's kind of breaking up there, and I assume you're serious about this. It sounds kind of funny to many people. Liz, have you heard of any camel milk farmers out there?
I have. I've heard of them, and I've actually been to a farm that has camels that they milk. However, I have not personally had any of the camel milk, but I'm eager to try it. It sounds delightful, and I've heard that it makes a very interesting fermented milk product.
Well, that's something new that I learned. Thank you for that call, sir, Marlon. Very interesting. Sorry about cutting you off. Your phone was very staticky. About that story, the FEMA announcement that's on Infowars.com right now, I miss a key point. that the solicitation calls for the camps to be ready for occupancy within 72 hours. Now, I don't know if that means 72 hours from now or 72 hours from some activation alert or some announcement. But clearly the time scale on this is accelerating. The FEMA camps are cranking up for operations. You can only imagine what that is in anticipation of. Something perhaps is coming down the line. Again, sorry for the interruption, Liz. We've got about a minute left in this segment. Time for one more call. Bregan in Wisconsin, you're on the phone. We're almost out of time, so go ahead quickly, please.
Hi, Mike and Liz. I actually own a restaurant in Madison, Wisconsin, and I've spoken with Max and Vernon in the past, and I think I spoke with you actually last fall, Liz. And we use organic products in our restaurant. And I was wondering if Mike could talk about Justice Patrick J. Fiedler and the broader issue of food rights and your inherent right to actually grow your own food. And I know Liz was following that as well.
Well, let me put that to Liz since she's our guest right now. Liz, you want to go ahead and address that in 30 seconds?
That's tough. Well,
not to put you on the spot, but
we definitely have our rights, and included in that is procuring our own food. And if you're interested in learning more about it, we're having a...
we got to go to break. Sorry, Liz.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you off. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We just wrapped up our interview with Liz Reitzig from RawMilkFreedomWriters.com. I want to encourage all the info warriors out there to go to that website, check out the event details. That's coming up, 11 a.m. this Friday in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Please be there. Be part of this history in the making. where the Declaration of Food Independence is going to be released. And I'm sure you'll hear a lot more about that that statement, that announcement, that declaration here on Infowars.com, as well as my website, National News. We'll be covering it in both places. Some other breaking news I want to be sure to get to you today. I promised this earlier. The FAA has set a timetable now for allowing drones to be in the skies above America. September 30th, 2015 is the day that the nation's skies will be open to drones of even big drones. Now, the first step towards that comes in just 90 days, 90 days from today, when police, firefighters, and other civilian first response agencies can start flying drones weighing no more than 4.4 pounds. And then by May 2013, that's going to be expanded to drones weighing less than 55 pounds. And then the full integration of drones, those are their words, full integration of drones. Sounds very nice and peaceful, doesn't it? Into U.S. airspace is September 30th, 2015. So we are going to be inundated with spy drones looking into our backyards, looking into our gardens, watching every little move that we do in our lives. Now, some other very important information to bring you. This is an article published in mcnews.com. It's called The Sting. It reveals that police all over the country are setting up fake construction zones and then writing speeding tickets. One fake construction zone in Washington State was able to write 76 speeding tickets one ticket every 2 minutes for a total of $8,000 per hour being collected by the police there. The idea is working so well for these broke local governments that it's being set up in Denver, Colorado. There's a fake construction zone set up at the exit from the Denver International Airport. They trick you into thinking that it's a 45-mile-an-hour zone. In fact, there's a little sign there, drops to 25 miles an hour, and it says fines are doubled because this is a construction zone. But there's no construction there. There's just a bunch of cops there waiting to write tickets by entrapping you in a false construction zone, a fake construction zone. Also, in Dallas, Texas, an investigation there has found that traffic cameras are being combined with shortened duration of yellow lights to make sure that you run the yellow light or you run the red light effectively, because the yellow light is shortened in order to generate revenue on that camera. At one camera, they generated 9,407 tickets worth over $700,000 between January and August of last year. So that's what it's come to, folks. Forget your freedoms. Forget law. It's all revenue generation. Just another way to trap you into paying more of your money to the state. Now, I've got one more thing to announce. I just finished a mini documentary called False Environmentalism, and I want to roll the first 60 seconds of that for you so you get a look at that. You can find this on YouTube.com. Just search for False Environmentalism. Go ahead and roll that. I want you to see it.
Are you fed up with false environmentalism that says we have to stop breathing in order to save the planet? Here are five things you can do right now to really save the environment without giving up your freedom or surrendering to oppressive government mandates. And these five things are probably not what you think. Many people, for example, think that changing their light bulbs to compact fluorescent lights will save the planet, and they applaud the government's light bulb mandates. But CFLs are loaded with toxic mercury, and when you throw them away, they release mercury directly into local landfills and water aquifers. Or you might think you could save the planet by driving the much-coveted Toyota Prius. But a Prius is made with electric motors and batteries, which are themselves made out of rare earth metals extracted from some of the dirtiest mining operations.
All right there. Check that out on YouTube.com. Thank you for joining us today. This is Mike Adams for Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.